welcome to episode 64 of the Main Yarn Podcast, brought to you by Knitwit Yarn Shop. Hi, everybody. I'm Julie.
Hi, I'm Jen.
And it's August in Maine, and it's warm, and we're sitting here next to a nice air conditioner and knitting.
Yes. So, yeah, it's been very warm. Today it's more like seasonably warm, but many of you probably experienced the huge heat wave we've got.
Yeah.
And during that time, I drove south, so that wasn't very smart of me, but I'll tell you more about that later. So, for segments today, someone has finished objects.
We're going to talk about what we're working on right now.
And, of course, what we want to work on next.
And then we've got some out and about to talk about, like you just said.
So, I am not the one with any finished objects, which is crazy, because it's been 2 months since we recorded. Apologies. But I've been traveling, and Julie's been traveling, and it's just been crazy around here. So,
yeah,
I have not finished anything. I've worked on about a million projects, and I've got a million more I want to start. I've got this start-itis thing going, so I got to find a way around that.
Yeah.
But what have you finished?
What have I finished? I have finished, let's see, what order do we put them in? I have finished my...
The sail shawl.
Oh, I finished the sail shawl. What? I just couldn't read it, sorry. I have finished my sail shawl, and I actually have enough left that I think I could make another one.
Yeah.
Interestingly, from that kit, I would just have to reverse the colors somehow. Yep. But yeah, I like it. It's sized probably for a slightly smaller person than me, but it still works.
Yeah,
you know, it's
still
a good shawl.
It looks big on the people in the picture. Did you block it?
Like, I did.
Aggressively?
I blocked it aggressively with my mats, and I measured. So yeah. And it did block out slightly bigger than it knitted up.
Okay.
But.
And did it knit up to the size that it said it was supposed to be?
No, but when I blocked it, it was the size it said it was supposed to be.
That's what I meant. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. And so they just have small models.
They just have small. Yes. They just have normal size models.
Okay, sorry.
You and I are larger than average. That's all it is. But yep. No, I still like it and I still wear it. So, and it's a good like travel scarf. I brought it with me on one of my trips. So yeah,
nice.
It works for that. Yeah. And then my other, since it's just me today, this is very unusual, dear listener. This never happens.
Well, hopefully I'll have a bunch because I've got so many that are near completion here.
And I've only finished two because we skipped July. We didn't record in July, but, my second one is my second ranunculus. So I've made two ranunculi so far. One of them in Juniper Moon, which is a mix of linen and cotton, if I remember right.
The Zoe,
yeah. And the second one I made in Kestrel in the color Bordeaux, which is the exact same color as the Knitwit Yarn Shop shop sample, which I've admired since before you owned Knitwits.
Yeah. That's what made us make them last time.
Yeah, but. And you still won't give it to me. So I made my own. And I will tell you, there were a couple of catastrophes, as it were, but not really. I made some changes to it because I was looking at the dates. Actually, I took less than a year and a half from start to finish, which isn't that bad for me.
Yeah.
You know, I often start things and then put them down for a year.
Decades later.
Yeah, but for some reason, I bought a very early dye lot.
Yep.
And the pattern is written in such a way that you can make lots of changes to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought the amount of yarn it said you needed, but didn't think about the fact that I was going to need a lot more because obviously it's going to make it longer for me.
Yeah, it's a very cropped sweater in the pattern.
Yeah, and cropped on us, probably on an average size person again. So we got that whole situation. But what I ended up doing was because of the dialogue was different, I changed the sleeve design. So I could have done 3/4 length sleeves or elbow sleeves, but I didn't want to do that because, again, as a taller person, everything is a 3/4 length sleeve anyway, and I like having long sleeves. So I changed the design so that when I basically ran out of yarn, I used the new yarn for the rest of the sleeve, and it almost makes them look like bell sleeves.
I like them.
Thank you. And I did kind of a modified version of the rib where it was a purl to knit through the back loop. Purl two, knit through the back loop, repeat.
Okay.
And then I finished with a row of purl, or I cast off in purl, and it just kind of brought the sleeves under a little bit.
Nice.
So I'm kind of happy. I don't think I've ever done that before, and it worked out. And then I made the bottom band match.
Yep.
So then also in that other slightly different color of yarn.
And there's some pretty pictures of you wearing it on Ravelry now.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for being my photographer.
Yes. People, we always get pictures at our Tuesday night trivia. We go out in the parking lot and take pictures out there by
yes.
the trees. People
yes.
must think we're weird.
And this one lady always comes over and asks us what we're working on. And
yeah.
then when I said, I finished this.
Well,
so.
And we win a fair amount. We got came in first this past week.
Yeah. It's been
and
a
we're
while,
always like
came in first this week. Yeah,
yeah. But we're always in like the top
yeah.
five if we're,
yeah.
all four of us are together.
Yes.
It's usually a different story if it's just two of us. We need that spread of knowledge.
We do. Everyone plays a part. Crucial
yeah.
role.
But you and I sit there knitting, so people are like, oh, they're probably not paying attention.
Yeah.
And yet we still win.
Yes.
So
it works.
It works.
Makes my brain work faster.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they'll all take up knitting someday.
Yeah.
The sports bar in town is going to become a knitting bar. That'd be the day.
Yeah, that would be nice. But anyway, that's finished objects. Strangely enough, I've got
yeah.
two of them. But let's switch to what we're working on. What are you working on?
So what I'm working on right at this minute is a brand new pattern that just came out. It's a new fall yarn we got in the shop. The pattern is called Flory, F-L-O-R-R-I-E.
Okay.
And the yarn is from Barocco, and it's called Dash. It is a super bulky, super soft. You know, it's going to be fun for hats and stuff. And they're mm. all like a mostly white cream. And then they've got dashes of color mm-hmm. in different color combos.
I was just anyway. Looking to see which dog that color was and realized the dogs had left us.
What?
But the color that you're saying off-white, I was going to
oh.
I was gonna judge, like, say which dog it looked
which
most
of
like.
My dogs. It's,
yeah.
Yeah. I think it's mostly Finley.
It's a Finley white.
It's Finley white. It's not quite Snowball white, my
no.
cat. And it doesn't have enough browns to be
Taylor.
Tanner.
Oh, yeah, or Tanner.
Taylor's definitely brown.
Yes, Taylor's
but,
brown, brown.
Anyway, we have a lot of pets here. Yeah, so it's been fun, and this pattern is just a nice long scarf. It's going super quick because the yarn is so bulky, and I'm on
yeah.
size 13 needles, so I should have this done in a week at the most.
Yeah, and your
and
other
I just
colors,
started it.
The contrast color is a green, a series of greens.
Yes, I've got a bunch of greens here.
Yeah, very nice.
And I won't be able to tell you what the name of this color is because the ball bands without my price tags only have numbers, so... Might be like Appalachian or something. They're all sort of named after, I can pull it up here. They're named after, I believe, mountains or regions that you're going to find in the New England area, which I thought was fun too.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to pull up the color names here quick because they're fun. So Appalachian doesn't look like the greens. Adirondack, I think, is the greens.
Yeah.
You got Greylock, Sugarloaf, Berkshire, Catskill. So, all kinds of fun colors.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so kind of northeast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wachusett.
Yep.
That's a mountain
Massachusetts.
In Massachusetts there.
Yeah.
One of the ones where I kind of learned how to skate, which is
yeah.
cool.
Cool.
So, all right. So, what are you working on?
Well, right now, I was talking about the greens because I also have a pattern that's mostly greens except for the contrast color, which is a lovely pink.
Yep.
And this is Recursive, which is a newer shawl designed by Bristol Ivy, the incomparable Bristol. And she did a class at Knitwit, we think,
yep.
April 30th.
Oh, no, she definitely did the class.
No, she definitely did the class.
I think it was at end of April. It was local
yeah.
yarn store day.
Yeah, it was on LYS day. It was right around the end of April, and it was great. And I didn't need yet another shawl, but I completely got sucked in.
Because they're fun to make. It's
yes.
not about needing them when they're done.
No. And what's great is you can do kind of your own fade and contrast. So
yeah.
you pick four colors of sock yarn, say in a fade, and then one color in contrast that goes well with each of the four.
And it was so fun shopping with Bristol that day for those
yeah.
projects because
yeah.
she was out there like just helping us be brave and... Like,
yeah.
we both picked yarns from, like, four or five different brands,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And put them together.
And
usually we're trying to be safe and, like, all right, I'm going to do all quince if I'm going to
yeah.
do different colors or all Barocco. And
yeah.
Here she's like, no, we just had the whole, like, fingering weight aisle, like, out, basically. And people were, like,
yeah.
trying different colors. She's like, I need
yeah.
a green and, that's a little more pine tree.
And you can get a better fade that way too, right? Because like if you just went with one brand, they might only have two greens or two blues or two purples. And this way you've got all of them to pick from. So it's great.
That was super fun.
Yeah.
So that's on my what I want to knit next list because I haven't started it, but I also picked one out that I think I have similar-ish colors to you. Mm-hmm. The green with the pink.
Yeah,
she did a little bit of color theory first, I think.
Yeah.
And talked about how that contrast color should be sort of the opposite part of the color wheel from mm-hmm. your main kind of fade color. And it was just a lot of fun. So
And
the pattern, it's called recursive because it's like a little triangle design and then a bigger version of that triangle design right next to it and then a bigger version right next to it, right?
And it's very funky and math-based, as you'd expect from Bristol. And it almost...
You're talking about the floor.
Yes, sorry, because I'm looking at the pattern which is on the floor. It's almost like a cochlear shape where it kind of curves around like a shell or or your ear or anything where it kind of curves around because it's built on triangles that
golden
build up
ratio.
Each other.
Is that the golden ratio?
Is it? 2:1, right? I don't know. She might have said, let's go with that. Okay. I don't know. You're the actuary. I'm just the underwriter. Not even an underwriter anymore.
Risk analysis. That's more of an art concept.
Yeah, then it's more underwriter.
Yes, there you go.
Anyway, so yeah, that's what I'm working on. What else have you been working on, like, this past month or
goodness,
so?
Goodness, everything. Let's see, what else do I have? Oh, so the other thing I'm almost done with is another Laura Nelkin mini project, where I'm on this quarterly thing where she sends us projects and they use beads and they make me happy. So this one was a mystery knit along called Flola.
Yeah. She was a showgirl.
So Lola is her alternate ego.
Yeah.
Think of like Casapinka and Bronwyn.
Yeah.
Those is like.
Yeah. Or like you and I. Like I'm Luli and you're Flexifiber.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you meant you were my alter ego. We don't both really exist.
Yes.
That's just why people can't tell us apart.
She feels like being British.
Yes. Especially after I spend a week with you in a camper, I started saying things like tomato. It was weird.
I went somewhere. No, I was on the phone with somebody and they said, and your name was Jennifer? And I was like, no, but don't worry. That happens all the time. So weird.
Yeah. Anyway, so Flola is the mystery knit along that many people have just finished. I've got about, I don't know, 5 or 6 rows of lace left and then the bind off. So it was this lace shawl, but it had a really cool construction to it, of course, because it's Laura Nelkin and she does all kinds of cool construction.
Yeah.
And then beads in the lace part. So that's what I'm working on now. I just need like, I don't know, a couple hours, but it's almost too much for TV watching. Because I have been watching, I watched some Doctor Who, which doesn't require that much.
It doesn't.
Attention. But then I started watching what you recommended, The Sandman, on Netflix. And that did require some attention to figure out what was happening.
Yep.
So I get like halfway through a row and then I realize like, oh, I stopped knitting because I need to count like where I am. So it gets a little, it gets
distracting.
Yeah. I should really be working on something like my Flory here.
Yeah.
Which is really simple knits and fast. So
if this recursive, I promise you, once you get to triangle 8, you've got it down.
Okay. How long does it take you to get to triangle 8?
Apparently 3 months.
Okay. Good to know. But you also finished a whole sweater.
Yeah.
It
won't take you long.
Ranunculus.
Yeah.
Ranunculus and recursive. That's very confusing, Julie.
That's why I'm confused. Yeah. I'm having a hard time with it too.
So your next one that you're working on does not start with an R.
Yeah, which is good. Which is the sea glass tee. Honestly, I picked it up a little bit. I keep meaning to. It's moved. I reorganized myself. So it moved into the office. But I've been working on the recursive, I have to admit, if I have meetings where I want to knit at the same time. So, but I've done a little bit of that.
Yeah. You even brought that one to the bar the other night, right?
I think
you were working on the recursive while we were there.
Yeah, I did. I brought the recursive because I'm at the point where I don't need to pay that much attention, even though I do have the pattern on the floor. I'm sorry, Bristol. Your pattern doesn't live on the floor, but that way I was thinking I could look at it without, rustling papers.
Maybe. I have the squeaky chair. I'm sorry. I keep shifting. I worked out this morning for the first time in forever, and now my back's hurting. So yeah. I shouldn't bother with that, you know, working out stuff.
Well, I did nothing, and I hurt my leg somehow. So.
Okay. Yeah. Getting old is kind of sucky.
Yeah.
Sorry. Bad language in our podcast now.
That's bad language?
No. Okay. We'll just leave it there.
Yeah.
My next project I've been working on, also one that at this point doesn't require much attention, is Elizabeth Smith's Castaway, which was a knit-along for the Maine Yarn Cruise.
Mm.
And I am doing mine in Wren.
Yeah.
The Wool Folks, not Wool Folks, sorry. Good company.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Because
my brain's just asleep. It's their latest yarn. Came out a year or so ago, and I just love working with it. It's interesting because it's a wool and cotton blend, so it doesn't really look like their other yarns.
Mm-hmm.
It works up a little differently. It looks a little rustic, actually,
mm-hmm.
and I'm doing it in their white color. It's just a pretty simple, like, t-shirt kind of design, and, you know, very Elizabeth Smith, so it's very, you know, kind of your
straight,
your
boxy.
Basic.
Yeah.
Yeah, like... What's the word? The essentials, like in your wardrobe. Something that'd be great to throw on when the air conditioning gets kicked up too high. you know, when you go to dinner at
just
night.
Just saying. Yeah. Yeah.
I haven't gotten as far as I like that mystery knit. Not a mystery. That knit along is technically over.
Mm-hmm.
And they've moved on to a couple different ones that they're doing. So we'll talk a little more about the Maine Yarn Cruise later. But I've been enjoying it and I can't wait to wear it because, like I said, the yarn is really nice.
Wait, is that... That's not the one that was a pattern that Knitwit was giving away as part of the Maine Yarn Cruise goodies.
No.
No. Okay.
That was a sparrow pattern. I think
yes,
there's
it was
an extra tank top sparrow pattern in all our bags if you bought your bag from us.
Yep.
So that's that. Do you have any others you've been working on?
I don't think so. It's hard to keep track, but you know, I've just been so busy finishing things.
Shut up. So I've also been working on the pressed flowers.
Yeah.
Which I can't remember the designer right now, but it's a gorgeous pattern. And I'm doing it in... We had it in the shop on local yarn. No. Our grand opening day.
Yeah.
Because
you moved.
Our Broca rep. Yes. Our Broca rep brought her sample, which she had made out of Barocco Frida and Ultra Alpaca, mm-hmm. and it was just gorgeous. I'm making one of those too because I couldn't stand it. It was so nice. And I started carrying Frida so we could do that.
Yeah.
Which is a really pretty, like, soft color changing sort of a yarn.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And then Ultra Alpaca is kind of one of those workhorse yarns. It's 50% wool, 50% alpaca, I believe.
Yeah. Or a work alpaca yarn.
There you go.
Yeah. We crack ourselves up.
We do. That's why we do this, really. All right. And then finally, I have my Calistoga, which I talked about a while ago, but it's made out of Quince Kestrel, which is their Aran Weight linen yarn.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically a long duster to go over
like
your summer garb, your bathing suit or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Looks sort of like a cover-up. It's so pretty.
Yeah.
I'm a pretty long person, so it's going to take me a while, but it goes really fast because you do like six rows of like a regular garter stitch, and then you do two rows, which makes these big long drop stitches.
Yeah.
So you get like an extra inch out of those two rows than you normally would.
Yeah.
So it's pretty satisfying, and I was working on that quite a bit. I just haven't gotten to any finishing points on anything.
You'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
Next month.
Allegedly. So I think it's time for a word from our sponsor.
Yes. So, as we just mentioned, Knitwit Yarn Shop is now open in our new, larger location in downtown Portland, Maine. We are located at 34 Danforth Street, still just steps away from the waterfront. I can confirm that because I was just there.
Nice. But it didn't get lost since I was there last.
Knitwit has been a favorite knitting destination for locals and visitors since 2004. And if you aren't local or just feel like shopping in your pajamas, depending what you wear. You can browse our full inventory at knitwitportland.com. And also follow us on Instagram at knitwityarnshop or on Facebook at mainknitwit. But make sure you stop by to say hello on your next Maine vacation. Who knows, you might see one of us there. Probably. Both of us. Yeah.
Yeah. Especially if it's the weekend.
Yep.
Yeah, our new shop has been great. People love it. There's a lot more room.
Yeah,
it's
there is.
It's 2.5 times the space. So yeah. When it gets full, it doesn't feel full like it used to. Like, you don't have to, like, touch people to get up and down the aisles like
and you can kind of see the whole store, but it's full, you know what I mean? Like, it's not the kind of big yarn store where you can get lost in a maze,
right,
and not know how you got there.
Yeah, it's not that big.
Yeah, but you can still see floor to ceiling yarn.
Yeah,
and it's and it's a huge store.
Comfy chairs for your yarn widows.
Yep. I saw that being used today.
Yeah, the yarn widows tend to enjoy that because then they're getting, we have air conditioning, which is a new feature we didn't have in the old shop. So they can get out of the heat and, you know, read a magazine we've got there, or, you know, there's bathrooms and a big classroom. So much stuff that we didn't have before. And I've just been so grateful. It's really nice.
Yeah.
And we've got, you know, our employees are amazing.
Yeah.
So they're the best part.
Yeah,
they are.
Yeah,
so sweet.
I saw Nicole and Emily today.
Yeah.
But seen all of them recently.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, they've been great.
Hey, guys.
All right. So what are we up to next? Oh, what we want to work on next?
So what we want to work on next. You've got more on your list, so you should start.
All right. So there is a new pattern out called the Camp Along Blanket. And it is just adorable. If you haven't seen this one yet, go look it up on Ravelry right now. It is, it's a, I don't know if it's Fair Isle or Intarsia. Mm-hmm. I think it might be Intarsia. I don't know. But it's these, I haven't started it yet. See, it's on my what I want to work on next list. And I'm going to do it probably in Barocco Vintage.
Yeah.
Or Ultra Wool. I haven't decided yet. But it's basically all these little squares of, like, vintage campers.
Really?
Yeah, in all these different adorable colors.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I'm going to pull it up so Julie can see it and help me describe it better.
Yeah, and or be obsessed as well.
Yeah, so it's in my, I bought the pattern already. It's in my library here, and I will link to this in the show
notes. This is so cute.
Yeah, and then there's, like, little trees between the different campers, and the campers are all, like, you do different colors, and Isn't that adorable?
That is. And then if I did it, I would just have to make one that was a truck camper.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Mine is not a... This is. They're all trailers, technically. Yeah. They look like kind of...
Yeah, they're like
Airstreams.
Tag-along. Yeah, they do. Oh, the Sharon from Security one. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's so recognizable as a camper.
Yeah. It's just so much fun.
Yeah.
So you make these campers and trees, and then you sew them into strips, it says, and then you bring them together.
Oh, really? So you make it... Oh, you do it as blocks.
Which would be cool. I could just make, like, one block and, like, have some sense of accomplishment.
That's so cool.
Yeah. So I have to go pick out colors.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with this one. It is by Margaret Holzman. H-O-L-Z-M-A-N-N.
Holzman.
I believe her name on Instagram is Knitwits, maybe?
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, which I thought was pretty funny.
Sorry if I'm really loud right now. I just realized I was staring at your screen and talking right into the microphone, dear listener. I apologize.
So anyway, I'm assessing over that, and you can see by this table we're sitting at, this giant pile of yarn. So I don't have the yarn for this blanket over yet. I have this giant pile for other projects. Yet I'm obsessing over this one, so I don't know what's wrong with me. I think I have.
We all have it.
Yeah, that's why I hang out with you, just someone who understands my dilemma here.
Yep.
All right, so what's on your mind?
Oh, for next thing, probably, so my sock design, and I had a name for it, and I got to look it up, because I can't remember what it is. But I think I probably didn't talk about it too much on the podcast, because in my head it's going to be really cool, and I can't wait to show people. But I changed my mind on what I was going to use for it.
Don't talk to the floor.
I know, but where did I put it? Oh, here. So, out and about, we'll talk about where I got these. But I did pick up some yarn, some lovely greens, because obviously I'm on a green kick right now.
Yeah, which is normally my color.
Which is normally your color. And look, with this held with it.
Yeah.
Because the two greens, actually, I bought them and I'm like, I'm not really sure they go that well together. But following the Stephen West rule, which is if...
That was Stephen B.
No, I think it was Stephen West.
The where we went to the class?
No. Yeah.
Oh.
Hold on. Stay with me.
Okay.
Stephen West rule was if you've got colors and you don't think they go well together, you need to add a third color.
Oh.
That was his. Like, you don't have enough colors.
Okay.
So I think if I add this with it, look how pretty.
Yes.
And then that will unify it as well. So what I'm saying with this is some silky mohair.
Yeah. Like a lace weight mohair.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's all the rage, is dragging some mohair along with whatever else you're making just to give it a little halo and some softness.
Yeah, and it's going to be, these socks are going to be kind of special because it's a funky design I'm working on. And I've gone away from, I'll explain it later, but I've gone away from making them in a sock weight yarn, a traditional sock weight yarn. So you can see that this is going to be kind of chunky.
Yeah, that'll go faster.
But there's a reason for that, and I will share more soon. So that'll be coming up next.
Awesome.
All right, what else do you have?
Meanwhile, I'm thinking what I just did.
Sorry. Well, let me go on to my other thing.
I'm good.
Okay.
Let's see. I got
because I can always talk about other stuff.
So the next one is another Lauren Elkin design, and this is called the Bling Tank. And it's basically a tank top, but she's got like a bead design through the, you call it the yoke, but the top part of a tank top. So it's like a... just like right across here above the chest area.
Yeah.
She puts beads into it, and it's just a really pretty design. It looks like it'll go fast.
Yeah.
And I bought the yarn for it, and I don't even remember what yarn I...
The problem is when you start forgetting.
This is the one I bought more of our retreat yarn, colorway.
Yeah.
That I'm going to do. So that's a sock weight. It's based on, who did it? On the Round.
Mm-hmm.
She dyed up this in her Nimble Sock, our special pinks and blues retreat colorway. So that's what I'm going to do. And I think I've got blues for my beads.
Yes.
They'll pop
it
nicely.
It is a sock. It is a sock weight.
Yes. So it's going to be beautiful. And maybe? I doubt I'll finish it before the summer's over because I haven't started yet. But, you know, I still love it. And
Details.
It's on my list. And I bought the yarn.
Yeah.
Okay. What else do you have?
So I also have, I might add another one to this, by the way, but I also have hats. So I, mark my words, it's August now. I think.
Yes, I agree with you.
I'm gonna make a bunch of hats for the people on my team because I have a new job as of April.
Yeah.
I'm actually no longer an underwriter. I moved to the dark side of sales, so we can have more jokes about that.
Oh, boy.
But still insurance. But my team is awesome. They're all over the U.S., and they're all from different countries, just like me.
I thought they weren't in the U.S.
No, they're in the U.S.
Okay.
They're just all from different places around the world, because that's the fun international company I work for. But that's by and by. It doesn't matter where they're from. I want to make them all hats, so I'm hoping they're not listening to this, and then I fail, because what if I don't? But I was thinking like an end-of-the-year Christmassy type gift would be nice, at least for the first year. I'll set their expectations high, and then the second year they'll get nothing handmade.
Yep.
But I've been on a kick of collecting some nice chunky yarns for that purpose.
Yeah.
So,
I
also have
one.
I have a huge basket just like that full of like these chunky yarns for hats.
Yep.
So I want to work on that, too.
All right. So I have another color work one. This one is an older one from Bronwyn, Casa Pinka, called Raise the Woof, W-O-O-F.
Yeah.
And it is a sweater with dog designs throughout the yoke and the cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
And, I guess, optional, but and also on the waistband, I think. So there's bones and dogs and some birds for them to chase.
Yeah.
And then she's got some little plants, but the plants are upside down because the dogs dug them up while they were chasing the birds.
Yeah.
So it's adorable. And I want to make it for my daughter for Christmas or something, but we'll see. Her birthday's in 6 days, so it probably won't be done by that since I haven't even picked out yarn for it. But it's on my list. I printed that one out. The pattern's sitting upstairs waiting for me.
Nice.
So, yeah. So, did you say you had other ideas?
Well, I just meant to put on there Maybe you can add it.
I can add it.
Shaved ice.
Oh, yeah.
Completely forgot. How could I forget?
How did you start it?
No, I didn't start it.
Oh.
This is what I want to work on next. I can't believe I haven't started it. I haven't even wound up the yarn. But yeah, when I go home tonight, I will wind up the yarn.
That's like me and recursive. That's how I feel about that.
Yeah. It's like, our friends. It's our friends, Bronwyn and Bristol.
Yeah, and we went to classes. And
yeah.
Did you go to her shaved ice class, or did you go to a different one?
Okay. I did. So you could say I started it because I've got the little swatch.
Yeah.
And I have actually skeined up one of the... I didn't, but Chuck did.
Yeah.
So I skeined up one of them.
Yep.
So yeah, it's so close to started, you guys.
Yep. And my last one is another throwback to the retreat, too. This is the third coast. This was the pink sweater that was up on the mannequin in the middle of the... pop-up shop. So it's made out of Emma's Yarn Drapey DK, mm-hmm. and it is a pattern by Laura Dobritz, who owns Emma's.
Okay.
I believe. And it's just amazingly gorgeous. I think Plant Lady is the color I picked out for it, and I can see it staring at me from my basket here. No, Plant Lady's the pink.
Oh.
With these little green flecks in it.
Yeah.
So, gorgeousness. Oh, I have to add something else to my list, if that's okay. Because mine's...
It's only fair.
I can't wait. But Emma's yarn, I have the Drapey DK and the Super Silky in the shop now.
Yeah.
Because we got a bunch for the retreat, and so we brought mm-hmm. some back to the
shop. I might have bought some of that, yeah.
And, oh my gosh, it's... Yeah. Everybody loves it. That's like, everybody who comes in wants some of it. It is so pretty and so soft, and her color aesthetic is just amazing.
Yeah.
So, love it.
I think that's what I got for my shaved ice, was Emma's yarn, I think.
Yeah, the shaved ice kits were Emma's yarn.
Yeah.
And we still have more of those. And they can also be used for Bronwyn's new mystery knit along she's doing, the Sharon Air.
Yes.
So it's based on an airline. And now I can't remember what I was going to write down for my last thing I wanted to work on. What was I talking about?
Oh, sorry.
Emma's. Not your fault. All right. I'll see if I can think about it some more as I'm...
Yeah.
Oh, there's another one I want to do. Oh, my God. I have to stop.
Oh. Maybe we should have a rule, like, there's a limit on how many what we want to work on next.
But that would have to be, like, an actual rule in my life, not just in the podcast.
Yes, it would.
And I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, I don't either.
All right. The last thing on my list is the recursive, though, which we already talked about, and I really want to work on.
Yeah.
So... If I remember what the other thing was that I almost wrote down, I will
took you off topic,
blurt it out in the middle of our next segment.
It's the sweater.
It is?
The sweater that was in the pop-up shop?
No, that's there. It's the third coast. Yeah. Jeez,
I don't know.
That's what I was talking about.
Yeah. All right.
Emma's yarn.
All right. It'll come back up. But do you want to go to Out and About?
I do.
So I have, in particular, been main yarn cruising. So the main yarn cruise is a summer-long yarn crawl in Vacation Land, and it goes from July 1st to October 10th this year.
Yeah.
So there's actually a decent chance I might get to every one of these. You can see my map. I showed it to you on Tuesday.
Yeah.
But for me, so the first year I did it, we did all of them because we kind of did it together. And then the last couple of years, I've done like 2-3 shops, whatever. I got the bag, you know, kind of played along.
The bag is nice this year.
The bag is very nice. This year, I'm more than halfway through. So the question is, can I do it?
You can do it. You got until October 10th. You can go leaf peeping and see some of them.
Yes, I know. Like, hopefully I can. I do have quite a few work trips in September, but we'll see what we can do. So I've done a lot, and I do want to talk about some of the places I went to, because I promised these guys I would. So first of all, I went to a Wrinkle in Time farm, which is in Sumner, Maine. And that is like a real honest-to-goodness sheep farm with yarn that came fresh off the sheep and the llamas. And I'm probably getting it wrong, you guys. I apologize. But they have some lovely yarns there. I also went to Bartlett Yarns, which is way up there in Harmony. But it's the actual factory store. So, hey, guys, we were talking about the podcast while I was there.
Nice.
The Wrinkle in Time one, by the way, in Sumner, it's not a ridiculous distance from my house. It's not that close, but it's not a ridiculous distance. And they have open knitting on Tuesday afternoons. So if I'm ever, like, off work again and can make it, I'll head up there, you guys. Also with my sister-in-law, Autumn, we went to around the Camden area. So we did Cashmere Goat. We did Heavenly Yarns in Belfast. And what was the other one in that area? There's another one. I think we went to three. But anyway, it'll come back to me. I know. It was Happiness. We went through Skowhegan. Maybe? Mm. Maybe Skowhegan? I'll figure it out later. Fiber and Vine, of course. Know them. They're actually fairly near my house. But up in Norway, they have wine and wool under the yarns. Of course I went to Knitwits several times, pretty much every weekend. We did do the Happy Knits, we already talked about that, and Heavenly Yarns. Maine Alpaca Experience is another interesting one with, like, real alpaca.
Nice.
Mother of Pearl up in Freeport. Hey, guys. The Zinscott Farm Store. So we haven't been there, I think, you and I, but we should go there. We should also go to Good Karma Yarn. I haven't been there yet. But Nizinscott Farm also has weaving and knitting open hours and classes. And Pins and Needles in Farmington. That might have been the one we went to.
Knitwood has open knitting time, too. Yeah. For whatever craft you would like.
Thursdays
from 4 to 6.
Thursdays. But also the classes for the weaving. I want to get myself in one of those to get my
Because we need more hobbies.
Karma back. Yeah. Rosemary's Wyndham, Yard Goods, Waterville, Yarn, Cellar, York. So a whole bunch of them. There's more to come, but I've been to all of those. And, like, just a random sampling of some of the stuff I was showing you. This is actually, like, the lady's niece, I think, at Wrinkle in Time made this nice little bag.
Nice.
Which is, like, a medium-sized bag.
I love that fabric. It's
pretty. And then on the inside, it's different fabric. And it's even got, like, a little pocket with a button. Yeah, it's really nice. Some of these yarns came from Yarn Cruising that I was talking about earlier. And then these, just kind of randomly, these are lovely. I think they came from Heavenly Yarns, maybe. But I just love the colors. And they're not a main yarn, but if you can live with it, I will say it's an organic cotton. And it comes from the Great Adirondack Yarn Company, so still kind of new northeast.
Not heard of those, but they're beautiful.
No. And it's cotton, so I was thinking I might make another one of my cotton cowls.
Yeah.
But they're really deep dyed colors that you don't often see in cottons.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so I thought those were interesting. But yeah, the trouble is with this Maine Yarn Cruise, those of you who don't know it, you can go to everyone and then you enter your passport that you get stamped in a drawing and you can win $300 or $100 as a gift certificate, which is awesome.
And every shop has its own raffles that you get to put your name in every time you go back.
Yes.
Usually, at least once, but different shops have different rules about getting more stamps and more raffle tickets.
Yes.
So they have monthly drawings and then a annual or a end of the cruise drawing.
Yeah.
So right now our monthly drawing for August is a set of interchangeable Leike needles.
Oh, like, yeah, I saw those on the table.
So,
hey, was I supposed to, could I have entered again because I bought something today?
Yes.
Darn it, I forgot. I have to go back.
Okay.
But yeah, and I did, the first time around, I didn't win the grand prize, but I did win two of the drawings, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah, you did.
I have been telling my husband, though, like, even if I win the grand prize, I'm pretty sure I will have spent more than $300 on yarn through this whole thing.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is.
I mean, it's a great way to see new shops and see the state. So it's a good win-win.
Yeah, and not just shops, but also, like, indie dyers and spinners and, every avenue related to yarn. So it's very cool. I do recommend it, even if you don't think you're going to see all of them. It is kind of a cool thing, and you enter, what was it, 25? I can't remember how much it was to start with the bag.
Oh, like 12?
It was only 12.
$12.50, I think.
It's really cheap to start, and you get this awesome bag.
Yeah, a cool bucket bag.
Yeah, and many of the shops, like Knitwit, give you these, like, little extra items as well in the bag. So.
Yep. So
anyway.
I remembered what my other project was I want to do.
Yeah.
And so I've got this big bag of Woolfolk Luft here. And I want to make a sweater, but not just any sweater. It's going to be a Coconuts Method sweater that I'm going to teach a class on.
Oh, wow. Cool.
So, yeah.
I might have to take that class.
5 days that I'm going to be in town because, COVID's over and my work travel is starting back up. But I think I can kind of look at the fall and pick days. And now that I've said it on the podcast, I think I have to do it.
Yes. But can it not be Monday nights?
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm guessing it'll probably be Saturdays because those are the days I'm most likely to be in town.
Yeah.
And Saturdays are fun.
Hopefully people will be around.
I hope so. Yeah. It'll be a good one.
Yeah.
And it comes with, I got information from CocoaKnit. So I got like little short videos that we'll watch during the class from the lady who designed the method. Cool. And then we'll kind of talk about it a little bit more throughout the class. So watch the newsletter and the website for more info if you're interested.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah.
I am interested.
Woohoo! And then the last thing out and about, I just got back from a more than 2 week epic journey, basically. we got a new camper that we used at, we recorded from it on our last podcast.
Yes, we did.
My nice new camper.
It's lovely.
Now that we've kind of gotten some of the, didn't really have any bugs, but we became more confident with it. Mm-hmm. We decided to drive to the Florida Keys. So
that's one does.
Yeah. In August.
Yeah.
What the heck? So I had a work meeting in Orlando the first few days of August. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, well, why don't we just drive?
Yeah.
And so we did. And then, you know, the family stayed in the camper and I stayed at the Ritz where the meeting was. So it seemed reasonable. And I mean, the camper is just as nice.
Yes.
And then we spent a day at Disney, and then we drove the rest of the way down, all the way down to the Florida Keys. Like, it's so far down there.
It is. It's another whole, once you get to Miami, it's another whole day to get out to the Keys.
It's about 150 crazy. Miles from there.
Yeah, but it's stop, start,
because it wasn't
traffic.
That bad. I don't know when you went, but it was not
just
like that
traffic,
for us.
Traffic lights on the Keys, and we were going to Key West.
Yeah.
We went to Key West.
Yeah.
But even just like there's that one road, you stop. No?
No. It was a lot
That's
of
what we fun.
Yeah, you scared us.
Sorry.
But we made it. Just fine. 8 hours from Orlando to Key West.
Yeah.
Pretty
That's
much.
That's not bad.
No.
Yeah.
And I really wanted to swing by and say hi at Four Pearls, because that's where Emma's yarn is.
Yeah.
And it was, I didn't really have time built in. So we didn't, but maybe next time. It was supposed to be a time when I would get through lots of these projects and have all kinds of finished objects, but turned out I could work from the camper, so
yeah.
I was working most of the time we were driving, which made the drive go so fast.
Yeah.
And then we were able to, you know, not take as much time off work to go on vacation for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, I've done that too, just work from the camper for a few weeks.
Yeah. So we'll probably do that again, but right now is volleyball season, and my husband is the varsity, well, and the junior varsity coach at our local high school.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a volleyball coach and you'd like to join him in Wyndham High School, you could use a JV coach. Anyway, that was sort of a tangent there, but anyway, I didn't get a whole lot of knitting done because it was during that heat wave, and the last thing you want to do is touch yarn when it's that hot. I did do some work on my, well, both those projects, the Calistoga out of the linens. The linen is fine to work with on those hot days.
Yeah,
and then also the Wren, which was woolen cotton, was fine. I didn't mind working on that, but I was just so tired after driving all day, and you know, you get to that point where you're too tired to knit, like, it's sort of a weird state.
Sometimes. It has happened to me.
Yeah.
I do know what you're talking about, yeah.
But today I'm back, and I finally got a really good night's sleep last night. I was in bed for like 12 hours, it's crazy. And I got up and worked out, showered, and so now I'm, like, motivated to just sit down and listen to an audiobook and finish probably that.
Or record a podcast.
Flola. Yeah, I was about to listen to an audiobook, and then Julie texted me. So, anyway, I recorded a podcast and worked on this project instead of the lace project, because that would have been a bad thing to try to work on while we were recording.
Yeah, definitely. But look how much I've done in the little triangle.
Yeah. Cute See? Little triangle.
It is. Talking about the recursive. But, yeah.
And, yeah, this is just flying along. Look how long it is now.
Yeah.
It's I'm to ball two of my Barocco Dash, which
it's
is
very cool.
It is really pretty. I love it.
Yeah.
And it's going super fast. It's like a chainette yarn. Do you feel that?
Yeah.
So it's different.
Yeah, it is.
But it's mostly wool, a little bit of nylon, and it's super stretchy, like spring, which makes the yarn like super springy.
Squishy.
And it's going to feel really good to wrap around my neck in a couple months. Not right now.
Or when traveling. Because shawls and scarves are great for traveling.
Yeah.
You don't. Yeah.
Unless it's too hot.
I'm not sure if last time in the podcast, just very quickly, I know I talked about my Sharon show and how I had backed it with some fleece.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, is it perfect for traveling?
That's awesome.
Perfect. I had a bunch of trips where I used it and I folded it in half and rolled it up and it basically molds itself to the shape of a neck pillow.
Yeah.
And yet you also have a wearable item with you. I highly recommend it, you guys.
Awesome.
Anyway.
All right.
I think we might have come to the end of another main yarn, right?
I think we did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing. Our show notes will be located at knitwitportland.com and then click on Main Yarn Podcast. There you can find links to all of our Ravelry pages to see the pictures of what we're working on or links to the patterns to see what we want to work on next. If you need more obsessions, don't know why you would, but it's fun.
Yeah. And a big thank you to our sponsor, as always, Knitwits.
Yes. So, yeah, we will talk to you next month, hopefully.
Yeah. Till then, happy knitting.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.